What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by allowing your inherent goodness to take the lead? And not because you're a bad person, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you keep growing. Hey there, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate Hanley, your host and the author of the book, How to Be a Better Person, which has 401 ways to make a difference in yourself and the world, and makes a great gift for yourself or someone you know who cares about being a decent human. This week, I am talking about 5-minute self-care practices. Why? Well, self-care is always important, but on days when you feel like you don't have time for it, it's even more important because it steadies you, it helps you feel calmer, and it teaches you that you don't just have to endure hard times. You can do something to make it better. Does that mean you should skip out on your deadlines and go get a massage? Not necessarily, although believe me, it sounds pretty good right about now, and who am I to judge? But that's not what I'm talking about this week. This week, I'm talking about easy ways to work a little TLC into your day to help take your edge off and be a little more present for the holiday hullabaloo. Today's quick tip is something that doesn't even require you to get out of your chair. And it's this: to spend 5 minutes staring out the window. Why? Well, there are so many good reasons. First, and maybe this is the one that might not occur to you, your eyes have muscles. There are different muscles for looking at things that are close and different muscles for things that are far away. So guess which muscles we tend to overuse? Yes, the ones where we are looking at things that are close up. If you think about it, your phone and your computer screen are generally about an arm's distance away. So your eye muscles at that distance get really overworked. And then the muscles that help you see things far away get underused. Staring out at the window at the horizon helps recalibrate that balance and your eyes get more refreshed, which is kind of nice, right? Mentally, staring out the window refreshes you because it reminds you that there is a world beyond whatever you've been focused on. Florence Williams, who is the author of the book, The Nature Fix, says that looking out a window gives us a quick cognitive boost. She calls it a micro rest, which she says can be really important for our attention and our working memory and our creativity. Because when you're staring out the window and you're not trying to focus on any one thing and you're in that daydreamy state, your mind can wander and potentially have an out-of-the-box idea or thought that's way less likely to come when you're trying to concentrate. Also on the cognitive front, looking out a window for a few minutes gets you into a state of quiet awareness, kind of like meditation. You know, especially if you can let your eyes soften and then just see what you notice. Maybe you see a cloud that looks like an ice cream cone, or a bird in a tree, or you really notice the shape of a tree without its leaves in a way that you never really noticed that tree before. Also, looking out the window at a natural scene has some health benefits with some really cool science behind it, and we'll unpack those right after this break. Okay, so let's look at some of the science that examines the health benefits of staring out the window, or looking out a window that looks onto a natural scene more specifically. So there's a seminal 1984 study that examined the restorative effects of nature views on pain and anti-anxiety medication use in gallbladder surgery patients who had undergone a gallbladderectomy. I don't think that's the official term, but maybe it is. So in this study, they compared patients who had a view of trees out their window with patients who only had a view of the brick wall. And here's what they found. The people who could see trees out their window got out of the hospital almost a full day earlier than patients that could only see a brick wall out their window. The brick wall patients had more negative nurse notes. So the nurses would come in and write something down like, they seem upset or they need encouragement, versus the tree view patients had a lot fewer negative nurse notes. So the brick walls had 3.96 negative notes per patient, while the tree view patients only had 1.13 negative notes per patient. The TreeView folks also tended to use aspirin or acetaminophen for their pain, while the BrickView folks used more narcotics, suggesting that looking out on a natural scene could actually reduce your experience of pain. That study has gone on to be cited more than 7,500 times. More recently, a Chinese study found that people who could see greenery out of their windows during COVID lockdowns had fewer depressive symptoms. There's just so much good restoration available right outside your window. So next time you're tempted to take a break and scroll through Instagram, head over to the nearest window instead. You get bonus points for standing at the window instead of staying in your chair, because that'll help you reduce your total sitting time today. Even though it's only for just a few minutes, it'll also help revive you and refresh you. And I hope you'll keep coming back for four more quick DIY forms of TLC to help you stay grounded and feeling good. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past five episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.